Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Something to know you're right over here. Well, Southman, are you all right? Oh, yeah? Nice to be here. Do you know what I mean? I said maybe. Different in my day. Do you know what I mean? 93 minute. Aguero, United, City. You know who I am. You know what's going on. As you were, I'll be performing after the break. See ya. See you later. I said see you later.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. That little bit you heard before Michael theme tune was Mo Gilligan introducing Liam Gallagher at the Brit Awards, or well, the bit he did before the break, before then Liam came on. And if you've seen it, he was wearing a bit of a dodgy parka and kind of doing a crappy Liam impression. And so inspired by that, I thought we would do today an episode I've been meaning to for ages. I mentioned it briefly when I was talking to Patrick Willems in a recent episode. But today we're going to be talking about the history of parodies and impressions of Oasis. There's been tons of these over the years, starting off with stuff on TV in the 90s, both in the UK, Australia, America, and then through to the modern times, the YouTube times, when there's been loads of stuff out there. But we're going to be going through a lot of them. I'm going to be rating them all based on originality, accuracy, where there's an impression, and based on whether they're funny or not. So I'll be ranking them out of 10 on each of those things so we can lay into some of the crap ones, because there are some crap ones. All right, but first off, what Mo Gilligan was introducing there was Liam at the Brits, which was very cool. So let's have a little bit of that. So first thing to say is I loved the intro, him coming in a helicopter. That was excellent, with our kid on the bottom of the helicopter. I just thought it was really, really cool. Just something a bit different, a bit extra that the other performers hadn't had. And yeah, just sort of like, yeah, really set Liam apart.
GTA Brits, 30 seconds.
the fact he'd had his hair cut, you've seen him in recent sort of interviews and things, he's had his, like, his hair was looking really cool, and then he walks out with this Stone Island hat on, completely covering the cool haircut, which I thought was a shame, but, you know, it's a cool hat. He's worn it a few times before. I thought the outfit was great. I thought the band played it really well. One of the things that we've talked about when we reviewed Everything's Electric, I think it was the last episode, was, you know, the way it's built. It is built to be a, especially the way that chorus kicks in, to be a sing-along moment with that chorus. And I definitely felt that at the Brits. I thought that that song was probably better live than I like it on record, actually. I did think it was great. Liam struggled a little bit with the live singing of it, with some of those higher notes, but the fact he's got the female backing singers kind of covers that up a little bit, so I thought that was okay. And yeah, generally I thought he was really cool and did a great job. I don't hate you. He also did a bunch of interviews around this time as well, but to be honest, there wasn't really that much interesting. I suppose the most interesting one was Absolute Radio. He did give a few little interesting bits, so let's have a little bit of that.
Listen, it is the Brits tonight, so it's time for a little bit of Mystic Meg from you. I'm going to go through some of the nominations, and if you don't mind, just having a guess at who you think will win it, right, whether you believe they deserve to or not.
I will not have heard of any of them, but I'm sure there'll be a few that stick out.
OK,
but...
Best Rock / Alternative Act, Coldplay...
Leave it out. Leave it out. They're not rock, man. If they're rock, man... Jesus...
We had this conversation on the show when
Lisa
announced.
I mean, I like Chris Martin and all that stuff, and they wrote some great albums and all that when I think about it, but that new stuff is like, that ain't rock, man.
It's not alternative either, really, is it?
Well, I don't know what that means, but it's not rock. Yeah.
Glass Animals.
Right.
Tom Grennan.
Right.
Wolf Alice.
Right.
Or Sam Fender.
I'd go with Sam Fender.
Yeah. I think he's going to have a good year.
Liam. I mean, I like Wolf Alice as well. They do all right, man, so, but... Yeah, out of them two.
Artist of the Year.
Right.
So you've got Adele.
Right.
Dave the Rapper. Right. Ed Sheeran. Little Sims or Sam Fender.
For me, I'd have Sam Fender.
Do you like what Sam Fender's doing?
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I've done a gig and all that tackle, but, you know, he's got a guitar and he writes his tunes and all that, and he seems to be... People are digging it, you know what I mean? He's more where I'm at. But then Dave as well, you know what I mean? My kids are into all that stuff.
All right, on with the parodies and the impressions and stuff. And let's start off with maybe my favourite and one of the most loved and most shared and things that comes up all the time. This is from Harry Enfield from the mid-90s. Now, we've got here Kevin and Perry, and it's sort of Perry Returns from Manchester sketch. I dropped a clip of this in the first ever Oasis podcast episode. It was a massive one for me as a kid because I was well into Oasis at the time. I'd sort of grown my hair out to be like Liam's hair, was strutting around a little bit Liam-like. And so when this came on TV, I thought, oh no, everyone's going to take the piss out of me at school tomorrow. And that's exactly what happened. Everyone ripped the piss out of me. So yeah, this is the absolute classic. And for those of you that don't know kind of the background of this, Harry Enfield's a comedian. He had his sketch show. And this character started out as like Kevin the little brother, and he became Kevin the teenager. And his best mate is Perry, who's played by Kathy Burke, who's a woman. So that's part of the whole joke. Normally, he's just like a normal teenager. But as I said, on this sketch, he'd just come back from Manchester seeing Oasis. Hence, he's doing the all right, our kid Oasis accent. And I just love the fact that Harry Enfield is then trying to do the, you know, the northern takeoff, but he hasn't quite got it as much as Perry. And yeah. And I think a lot of people at the time were kind of taking on a sort of slightly northern accent just because that was cool, because Oasis made it cool. Anyway, enough of my chat. Let's have this brilliant sketch from Harry Enfield and Kathy Burke.
All right, our Kev.
Mm. Hi, Perry. How was Manchester?
Yeah, you know, results sorted, top mad for it.
Did you go and see Oasis?
I might have done, who's asking?
Me.
Oh, yeah, right, sorted, top mad for it.
Were they brilliant?
Yeah, they were great, you know, but I don't know, like, you know, because I was so out of it, you know.
How was your auntie?
That has been. I don't know, who cares? You know, the way I look at it, ah, Kev, you know, there's only two types of people, right? There's us and there's wankers.
Yeah, right, our para, sorted.
So how's this dead town been when I've been away?
Oh, it's been a right bummer.
Chill out, ah, Kev, and get one on.
Oh, cheers, ah, Perry. I mean, para. Sorted. Yeah, it's been a roller boring week. Yeah, I've been in my room most of the week, listening to Oasis records. I know all the words.
That's totally uncool, you know. Learning words is what you do at school. Teachers teach you how to be stupid.
Hey. Hello, Perry. Did you have a nice time in Manchester?
Yes, thank you, Miss Petsu.
Gosh, you've drawn a little bit of a beard on. How very grown up.
Thank you. I really like your mum, you know. I feel like I'd like to shag her.
Yeah, I'd like to shag your mum too.
Right, I'm off out. I'm going to go and beat up a couple of cockney bastards. You coming?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'll have some bread and dripping for us teas, our mother.
Kevin, why are you talking in that extraordinary way?
I don't know what that's talking about.
Why are you pretending to be a northerner? You sound very silly.
You don't know nout. I'm real. You're just loving their lies. I hate you.
Absolutely love that. I'd say humour 10, really funny. Ingenuity 10, because it was just so clever, the fact that he'd captured that moment, that he knew that obviously people were going out there and behaving like that, and that was absolutely spot on to have sort of figured that out and captured it in that way. And accuracy, well, yeah, Kathy Burke, she's not trying to do 100% perfect accent, is she? And then obviously Harry Enfield isn't. But, you know, the way he's got the drawn-on beard and everything. Okay, so I'll give him a 8 out of 10 for accuracy. But it wasn't supposed to be anyway. So, sod it. They get a 10 out of 10. 30 top marks for Kevin and Perry. Right, next up. This was huge back in the 90s. This is the one thing that demonstrated how big Oasis were. What other band had a tribute act do a song, go into the charts? I don't think it's happened. Maybe the Beatles, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. So anyway, this is No Way Sis with I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. See, what I really like about that is that it's very clever. Shaker Maker had come out, and obviously it was a rip-off of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing by the New Seekers from the Coca-Cola advert. So then you have an Oasis tribute band doing a cover of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, but then dropping in that Shake Along With Me and You Can't Beat the Real Thing, which was the Coke advert refrain. So it's just so clever. But I also love the fact it sort of brings in things like the little riffs from different Oasis songs as well. It was just so clever. So Ingenuity, I'm going to go 9 out of 10. Humour, it is funny. It's not overtly funny, but it's not really supposed to be. So I'm going to go 8 out of 10. And accuracy, I'm going to go 9 out of 10. I think sounding, the way the record sounds is perfect. Singer's not quite there. He hasn't quite got the Liam thing. So there you go. I had this on single, and there's a two B-sides. There's one called The Quicksand Song, which is kind of a rip-off of The Swamp Song, which is a clever one. And there's also, they kind of did their own sort of, I don't know if it was one of their songs. They thought, oh, let's put one of our songs on there. It's called Good Times, I think, and it's pretty rubbish. So, yeah, that wasn't the best idea. But anyway, well done, Oasis. You had your moment in the sun. I'd love to track them down. I've tried to track them down before, not managed to find them. If you're listening to Oasis, I'd love to chat to you. All right, this isn't really an Oasis parody as such. It's more a parody of TV shows at the time, like The White Room. And what I really like about it is it sort of captures that thing of like you're building up a band that they're going to be these dangerous and outrageous things. And actually, it's not at all. It's quite namby-pamby kind of jangly pop music. This is from The Fast Show.
Give it a name, brothers and sisters. Simon Rhodes, putting the sound into your head. Tonight, Indie Club brings you Colon, the most talked about new act since Kurt Cobain did some interior decorating with a gun and his brain. Already the corporate whores of the new sick biz are on their backs with their legs wide open, waiting for Colon to show them just how dangerous music can be. Like a one-hand grenade going off in a convent, no one's heard anything like this before. But by Christ, it's loud and it's dangerous. See them tonight at the Dublin Castle. £3.50 on the door or £3 concessions, which is the only concession Colon will ever make because they would rather die than compromise. Everything you know is wrong because Colon are here. Give it up for Colon with Kick in the Sun.
Also from The Fast Show, I absolutely love this. This is a sketch called Mr. Wells, where it's like an indie band. It's really, you've got to see this. You know, you've got to check it out. It's on YouTube. just the sleazy manager played by John Thompson. And yeah, I love this tune and it's just great. So this is the Mr. Wells sketch from The Fast Show.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's the single.
Absolutely love it. Accuracy, it doesn't really, not applicable on either of those because it's not actually trying to be Oasis, but there is that kind of Oasis sound definitely on the two songs. Humour, 10 out of 10. I love it. And ingenuity, 10 out of 10. It's just so good when you've got them, they're sat there, and Mr. Wells, they're sat there on the sofa, and he's just sat there nodding away, and it's just the way it's built so brilliantly. So clever, so good. Love the Far Show. Right, from the sublime to the ridiculous, let's see what the Americans were saying about Oasis. Here is Celebrity Deathmatch, Liam Gallagher versus Noel Gallagher.
But right now, let's check back with Stacey Cornbread, who's still in the locker room with the Gallagher brothers. Stacey, how's the mood back there?
Well, Johnny, as you can see, these two brothers may hate each other's guts, but there's one thing that can still bring them together, and that's the music.
You're out of tune, you shaggy bum licker.
Piss off! You're the one that's out of tune!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Come on, you bloody bastard! You want to have a go at me?
Come on,
Stacey, what's going on in there?
Never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Manchester, England, the lead singer of Oasis, the king of the bar brawl himself, Liam Gallagher.
Oi, all you stupid Yanks who kiss me perfumed arse, but don't forget to boil records.
You got it, man.
Also hailing from Manchester, Liam's brother, the lead guitarist of Oasis, Noel Gallagher.
Hey, where did that bird with the microphone go? I thought we was going to have a shag.
Okay, Gallagher brothers, try to follow what I'm saying. I want a good, clean fight. And if you have to be sick, don't do it in my ring. Let's tango.
No legs on canvas that time.
Actually, I think that was Liam.
Are you sure?
No.
These boys don't seem to know which end is up here, Johnny. But someone's in for a rude awakening.
Ooh, a nice move there by Liam.
So that's Liam, huh?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah, that's enough of that. I liked MTV Celebrity Deathmatch back in the day. It was quite funny, and they had the sort of the claymation style figures and stuff. It is good fun. And it's cool that Oasis, you know, they were that big, that they featured on like a big MTV kind of comedy show. But I mean, the accents were so bad. I mean, there's clearly no clue about what a Manchester accent actually is. It is funny, though. It's well put together. Accuracy, I'm going to go, is like 4 because the accents are so bad. Ingenuity, it is funny to see them beating the crap out of each other. Let's go with 7. And humour, yeah, there was some funny stuff in there. Let's go with 7 as well. Right, meanwhile, back over here in the UK, this is a clip I've dropped in a few times. This is the Spitting Image Oasis. So if you don't know Spitting Image, it was massive in the 80s and 90s. It's like a puppet-based satirical show. And yeah, Oasis were big enough that they had their own kind of their own Spitting Image puppets, and this is a really good piece of work, actually. I think this is really well put together. This is Haven't You Heard This Song Before?
Like the Who, we have a punch up. Like the Sex Pistols, throw our lunch up. Like the Kinks, we're strappy brothers. Do the drugs like all the others. Every band is shags and bimbos. Throw tennis out a hotel window. It's old hat and that's no fun. We shoot ourselves, but even that's been sad. Haven't you heard this song before. Jesus, it's hard to be original with only 12 notes in all the world.
In perfect harmony.
Haven't you seen it all before? All of the films and books and TV, everyone sounds like someone
and I
else.
I don't know why.
Haven't you heard this song before?
So I really like that. I think Ingenuity is 8 because it's very clever the way it puts together little bits of other songs that like Beatles songs and things that they would have ripped off and shoved in there, shoved in Oasis songs. And I like, you know, references to the other bands that they've ripped off and things like that. I thought that was really good. And yeah, if you check it out on YouTube or whatever, like the puppets are fantastic. Accuracy, I'll go with an 8 because I don't think the Liam impression's 100% there. I believe this is John Coleshaw, actually, who then does him in Dead Ringers, and I think his Dead Ringers version is better. We'll get onto that in a sec. But and then humour, I think it was very funny. I think it was well done. So let's say an 8 for humour. Okay, here's another comedy duo that did an Oasis spoof back in the 90s. This is Hale and Pace. For those of you that were there in the 90s watching TV, you'll remember these guys, but they haven't really held up as well, I think, maybe as well as like The Far Show and Harry Enfield and people like that. But anyway, they did a fun Oasis parody at the time, so let's see how it holds up, shall we?
Today they are on their way to being the biggest band in the world. They're recording videos for their new album at a secret location in West London, and they are, of course, Away Day.
I've got a review here in which you're described as a pair of ugly twats. What do you say to that?
Well, that's quite a nice thought. It's nice to see a bit of sensitivity in the press. Song for our band, like it's like giving blood, you know. It starts off, you feel good, and then some little prick spoils it.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, passive bedsit.
Have you found that Liam's girlfriend is coming between you?
Not as often as I like. We do shagging.
Would you say you got on with your brother?
I did once, but that's when his bunk collapsed. My brother is my greatest mate that I like to punch. First song on flip side of the album, Horn in the Morning.
Yeah. Is that the new album, Horn in the Morning?
Yeah.
What gave you the idea for that title?
I woke up one morning, right, and it was there. It was staring me in the face.
What about the first album, Probably Perhaps? Did that sell enough copies for you?
Maybe. Ah, definitely.
It's gonna be the day that I'm gonna give it back to you. We made love the other day and you left a little clue. I said, baby, your boyfriend's going crazy. In the back of my car, he found your Wonder Bra.
Are there any bands around that are better than you?
I don't like him. Mozart, he were like one of my biggest musical influences, but he wasn't a good drinker and he didn't shag much. Blur, Matt Damon, was his face smacking, and I like to do it with my tongue.
Do you like techno?
Yeah, he's a good lad. He's one of the quickest scaffolders around where I come from.
What do you think of politics?
I don't like anything that won't fit in my underwear.
What do you think of the Beatles?
Look, John Lennon, he, you know, he was forward-thinking. Like, well, I'd say 30 years forward-thinking, because he nicked all our songs.
That's you, and it's your home. We didn't steal the Beatles' sound. Good you, good you, hey Jude, how can you imagine? That's possible to do.
Are you getting on well at the moment?
Yeah.
My brother Noel, having a ball. Not so much a Noel, he's a bloody know-all. We're
bloody sure. Oh, well, you should have some insight.
You know what? I really enjoyed that, actually. I think that's actually better than I remembered. I like the fact that they weren't necessarily doing like full-on impressions, but they kind of got the essence of what Liam and Noel were like in interviews around this time. And I think that some of it's like quite crass, you know, which was kind of Hale and Pace's style, to be honest. But then I really liked all of the songs. I thought were very good. I think the singing was particularly great, but I thought that the way the songs were written were very good. So yeah, all in all, I think it was pretty good. I'm going to say Ingenuity 8, because I think there was lots of different things going on. Accuracy, the music was good, but the vocals not so much. So let's go with 6 or 7. And humour, I actually did laugh to that, so I'll say 7.5. Right, while we're here, just quickly, Bo Selector, who is, you know, the Keith Lemon and Avid Merry and that guy, he would do like Craig David's and all them, which is quite funny. I couldn't remember whether he'd done Oasis. I looked them up and I can just find on YouTube an 8-second clip. And so I don't know whether that is all he ever did or whether there's more. But anyway, here it is.
Ah, kid, before we go on stage tonight, I'd love some hot dogs in brine!
Yeah, and that's that. Not really sure there's much I can say about that, to be honest. It's slightly annoying. I think they could have done more with it. Or maybe he did, and it's just I've forgotten it, and it's not on the internet. But anyway, yeah, there we go. Right, slightly longer one here. This is from a great show from a few years ago. So this is from The Life of Rock with Brian Pern. So this is a sort of a kind of a spin-off from The Far Show, really. It was Simon Day was the main guy behind this, but Paul Whitehouse was in it, and a couple of other people that turned up, and yeah, and it basically showed him this sort of fictional character, kind of a Peter Gabriel type, but anyway, a guy who'd sort of gone through all these different genres of music through his career, and he had an early 90s career, so yeah, this is really good fun.
Jerry in a fire.
So I think that was cool. I think it wasn't 100% Oasis. I mean, the look that he's going for is Oasis, except for the fact he's walking around with the microphone in his hand rather than on a mic stand. I think there's a bit of kind of The Fall and a couple of other sort of Manchester bands, Spiral Carpets and things like that a little bit as well. And I really like that. I think it was sort of the setup is pretty much the Supersonic studio, the Word studio from when they did Supersonic. And and obviously the song itself is very much like Supersonic. It was cool. I would say humour, I didn't laugh out loud at it, but I smiled, so I'd say a 7. Ingenuity, at least it's a bit different, and they were sort of focusing on kind of that earlier period of Oasis, which was cool. So we'll go with 8. And accuracy, he's got the look down. Obviously, he's not trying to be 100% Liam and Noel. So I thought that was fun. So let's go a 7. All right, here's a good one. This is from the Frank Skinner Show in the year 2000. And this is the only one, as far as I'm aware, that was performed right in front of a Gallagher. So thank you very much to Wayne for bringing this to my attention. I'd completely forgotten about this one. I remembered the interview, but I forgot this little bit happened. So, let's check this out.
Now, this is a quote, right, from... There's a book called by Paolo Hewitt, which is all about Oasis, right? And he says this. He says, Noel says the best thing he can remember about primary school was being allowed to watch TV programmes such as Rainbow and You and Me, whose theme tune Noel loves singing. You and me and you, lots and lots for us to do. If you want to sing along, just go for it, mate.
You and me
and you,
lots and lots.
Liam's actually got a version of that song. It's called Me and Me.
Would you say that influenced your songwriting in any way?
There's a bit on She's Electric.
There is, isn't
there?
Is
it? Yeah, I've got them all covered there, Frank. You know, you can't put the wool over my eyes, mate. There was a bit in She's Electric that is a bit like that.
Yeah, I think we've got that bit from She's Electric. I think that's really interesting that you used that.
I can well imagine the publishers of that particular show would be thinking, that's really interesting.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we will cut that out.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
But maybe we won't. But I think that is interesting. And there's another famous moment, I think, when you were influenced by children's television.
So for those of you that don't know, that maybe weren't brought up in the UK in the 80s, that is Rainbow, which was like a kids' TV show. And he's obviously done the theme tune in that style. I thought that was good fun, actually. And if you watch the video, he's doing a sort of a dodgy Liam impression as he does it. But I thought Frank Skinner did a good job with it. And it was good fun while it lasted. And yeah, fair play to have the balls to do that in front of Noel. I thought Noel's on really good form. It's one of my favourite interviews, actually. I'm going to say humour will go with 7, because it was a titter rather than a laugh out loud. Ingenuity, yeah, good fun to do that and to link it together with the whole you and me and you thing. So let's go 8 out of 10 for that. And accuracy, it was fine. It was decent enough. 7 out of 10. All right, this is a funny one. This was pointed out to me by Cree Here Now. And apparently it's a comedian called Puglia, or Puglia. I think it's pronounced Puglia. And it's Italian. So I'm reliably informed by Cree Here Now that this is about a car being stolen. sung in a very regional dialect of that area of Italy. Apparently they're famous comedians in Italy, but not necessarily for this stuff. So thank you for filling me in, and let's have a little bit of this. Yeah, a bit tricky to judge that one because obviously I don't know what they're singing about. The video, they're wearing wigs, but they're like blonde wigs, so that looks a bit weird. And yeah, and they're two of them are both playing guitars, like the two who would be the Gallaghers. So it doesn't quite match up as a pure Oasis parody or impression. But anyway, there you go. If you're Italian, then you may well have enjoyed that. All right, now here is another classic of 80s and 90s TV, if you're from the UK. This was Stars in Their Eyes. Stars in Their Eyes was like a show where you'd get a general member of the public would come on and do an impression of a famous singer. And, you know, Oasis being so big, they got someone to come on and do Liam Gallagher, which was cool at the time. You know, it's the sort of thing your parents go, oh, they're doing Oasis on TV, you know, and you'd sort of leg it downstairs to watch it. He wasn't the best, to be fair, but the guy did a good job. And in the intro and bits, he was clearly very nervous. So, but anyway, here is a clip from Stars in Their Eyes.
Do you think you're very like the person that you're going to be?
In some ways, yeah.
Because he seems to be fairly obsessive as well.
Yeah.
What is it you like about this person?
His attitude to his fans and the way he sings and his critics as well. His attitude to the critics.
He has an extraordinary attitude and a fantastic voice, and so do you. Tell us who you're going to be, mate.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Liam Gallagher.
Liam Gallagher, the voice of Oasis. He's looking back, but not in anger, because tonight, singing live, Michael Braithwaite is Liam Gallagher!
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word was on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Yeah, not the best, was it? Fair play to the kid. I think it was a decent attempt. I'll go 7 out of 10 for accuracy. Obviously, it wasn't supposed to be funny. And ingenuity, why do Wonderwall? I know it's obviously Wonderwall was the biggest song, but I think if he'd done one of the rockier ones, even something like Roll With It, I think you can do a bit more sort of attitude and stuff in that. And yeah, whereas Wonderwall, it's quite stripped down as well with the guitar. You're always going to be opening yourself up. So ingenuity, a bit lower for picking Wonderwall. Let's go with 5. All right, speaking of Roll With It, here's the Shire Horses with A Roll With It. The Shire Horses, if you don't know, was Mark and Lard, Mark Radcliffe and Mark Riley, who were Radio 1 presenters, now Radio 2 and 6 Music presenters, but they had their own band called the Shire Horses that would do fantastic comedy cover versions of things. And yeah, they did an Oasis tune. So let's have a bit of this.
And there's a band from Manchester called Oasis. Don't know if you've heard of them. Now then, 1972, we were called Po' Faces. Right? We wrote a song about not being able to get any bread with our soup. We were at a Burnie Inn, we'd splashed out, you know. And it was called, we were shouting to the waiter, "Oi, Mush, I want a roll with it." Right?
It's true.
All them years later, well, we'll play over, you see, right? Just the same again. Go on, Prince of Darkness, kick it. Some peas and some gravy in a tray. You know when you get a bomb cake with fish and chips inside, inside, inside. I think it goes down real well with a bag of french fries, french fries, french fries. I kissed the girl, she worked at the chippy next door, next door, next door.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Absolutely love that from Mark and Lard, the Shire Horses. Accuracy, I'd say, is 8 out of 10. I mean, it helps, they're from Manchester. But obviously, they weren't doing like a proper full-on impression, but just their Manchester accents helped them out. And the slightly shaky version of Roll With It, I thought was great. Ingenuity, yeah, it's not the most innovative thing to go with Roll With It and making it about food. A lot of their cover versions, actually, come to think of it, ended up being about food. Yeah, all good fun. Let's go with 7 out of 10 ingenuity and humor, 9 out of 10. Brilliant. Love Mark and Lard. Great stuff. Make sure you check it out. I'd love to have just put the whole song in there, but we are limited to how much we can do, obviously. So check out the full version on YouTube, or get hold of it if you can, because it's absolutely brilliant. Right, this is really cool. There was a TV show called Star Stories. There was kind of a spoof of sort of celebrities, showing the history of celebrities and things. There was one on George Michael, and this was one on Robbie Williams. But obviously in the Robbie Williams story, Oasis loom large. So this is excellent. Star Stories.
Look, there's Oasis. And they're fantastic. I want to be just like them.
Nice one. Nice.
Up your ass. Hi, Oasis. I'm Robbie Williams.
What? The fat dancer from Take That?
You've heard of me.
You want a fag?
The sign says no smoking.
We don't follow rules, Rob. We go our own way.
Yeah. Apart from the music, that just sounds like the Beatles.
Shut your fucking mouth, our kid.
Well, it does. And a bit of Slade, and a bit of Quoll.
All right, Kate Moss.
Hello. Give us a quid, I'll show you my tits.
Fuck off, Kate. You haven't even got any tits.
Yes, I have.
Hey, Rob, watch this.
Hi, I'm Peter Gabriel. This next one is for Steve Biko.
Aisley Harriott, the guy from Hot Chocolate.
Oh, bollocks!
Fucking critics!
Do you want to roll with it, Gabriel?
You guys are so cool.
Oh, here he is, fucking Elvis Costello.
Oh, hi, guys. Could you please be a bit quieter? It's just Stinks trying to unwind. And could you please stop doing the roll with it joke? I mean, it's great, really funny, but you have hit us all now.
Fuck off!
You're rubbish, Elvis Costello.
I'm dying. I'm dying. Sting! Sting!
Yeah!
Sting!
You know what, Fatty? You're all right. Do you want to come on stage and dance with us like a fucking idiot?
Brilliant!
So the big fat idiot went on stage with Oasis and smoked! Nigel were furious.
Cool, I really like that. I really like the whole series, actually. It was really good fun. Kevin Bishop was the main star in that. I'll go with accuracy. Obviously, it's a caricature. They're not trying to do proper Liam and Noel impressions, but it was close enough. Let's go with 7 out of 10. Ingenuity. I really like the fact it's not that big a part of the Oasis story, but they nailed it. They obviously have done their research and they understood, and it was a really cool way of putting that together. So I'm going to go with 8 out of 10 for that. And humour, let's go another 8 out of 10. Very funny, very well put together. Harry Enfield again. Harry Enfield was there playing Elvis Costello, which was cool. Right, next up, let's go Down Under. This was from a group called Full Frontal from 1996. And it's a good chance to give a shout out to Michael Hart, who's also Australian, who has put together a YouTube playlist of Oasis parodies. So thank you very much to Michael for helping put these together over the years. This is Full Frontal.
Oasis, what a band. Okay, yeah, they're great. Look, do yourself a favour, buy the single, buy the album. Oh, look, you know, buy anything really, because it's great. All right, they're with me in the studio tonight. They're talking to me. Oasis, welcome to the country. Liam, Noel. Okay, we hear a lot of stories about, you know, you're at each other all the time in a kind of physical way, you know, fighting, that kind of thing. Okay, so we're thinking, you know, what's happening with Oasis? Are they going to split up? Oh, dear. You know, so, all right, so what's the situation there?
Well, it's like, you know... Oh, no, after you, Liam.
No, after you, Noel.
Come to realise, you know, it's a question of give and take.
All right, has your stormy relationship, you know, as it is, had much of an effect on the other... members of the band.
What? Are there other people in the band?
Of course there are, you stupid git. You know, there's that guy, what's his name, sits up the back hitting things.
I thought that was me.
No, you stand up the front hitting things.
Oh, right, sorry.
Well, think nothing of it.
You too can't.
Right. Liam, which tracks stand out for you?
Well, they're all classics, aren't they? I mean, Wonderwall, that was a hit. Don't Look Back in Anger, that was a huge hit. We're really hoping that our latest single, Do You Know What I Mean, will be a really big... success.
Well, okay, fantastic. See the Gallaghers back together again, making beautiful music, right, both in the studio and outside. So, okay, let's take a look at their latest hit.
Hit? I'll give you a hit, Molly.
Yep. Yep. All right, yep. Yep. Fantastic, that's great. All right. Yep. Oh, don't touch the hat.
Wearing anorak stand like you got a bull shoved up your crack. Write bad lyrics for people what cannot read. Tell the press you're bigger than Christ. It worked for John Lennon, it should work twice. When you got no talent, it's the only way to succeed. Punch your brother in the gob and misbehave like a drunken yacht. Get Patsy Kensett in the sack, and I'm telling you, man, you'll never, never look back. Cause all the people can see by now that we've gone too far. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I think accuracy when we're talking about the interview part was like 6. Those accents were all over the place. And yeah, they're Australians, but come on, like, what was that? Irish? Was that Liverpool? Was that Manchester? Very bizarre. And pretty much, okay, we've got the Beatles rip off, we've got the brothers having a fight. I mean, there was a bit more to them than that. But, oh, okay, this is a mainstream show. That's obviously going to be what they focus on. The one thing I thought was great was doing, do You Know What I Mean was the big song at the time, and the fact that they did a take on Do You Know What I Mean I thought was good. And some of the lyrics in there are pretty cool as well. So let's go. Accuracy, 6. Ingenuity, 6. And humour, 6. 666. And the Full Frontal Boys came back and did another Oasis sketch, actually, so let's give that a listen as well.
Heartbeat, Coronation Street, the Bowling Man and the Bill. Lady Di, steak, kidney pie, mushy peas and Benny Hill. Well, I don't believe that anybody sings about the crap we do. She loves you, love you do, the reason wouldn't yesterday.
Okay, come on, this is just getting a bit annoying now. Ingenuity 3, come on. Wonderwall and ripping off Beatles songs, not good enough. And also, it just was bad. Like, you know, he just wasn't singing in time. Ugh, not even going to say anything else about it. Okay, as mentioned earlier, let's now get back to John Coleshaw. So this is from the show Dead Ringers, which is an impression show. It started out on Radio 4, and then they did a few series on BBC as well. This is one where I've dropped clips in before, because I think it's probably one of the stronger vocal impressions. And yeah, and it's nicer that it's based on another era of Oasis. This is sort of a bit different. Here is Dead Ringers, Still Mad For It.
Wanna go out drinking and screwing, but there's one or two jobs that need doing. Put some jobs up first, then we'll have some fun. Rock and roll, my idea of bliss is, but I better check bus with the missus. You see, it might be my turn to do the school run, but I'm still the man.
I love the fact that that says doing the school run, and in Once Liam says take the kids to school. Love it. He did actually become a parody, which is fantastic. Ingenuity, I think, is an 8. I really like the fact that they did something different. They were commenting on kind of the fact that Oasis kind of had to change in those later years. And actually, when you think about Liam's sort of, like we said, like the recent output and his interviews and things, how he is a bit older and wiser now, they're a bit ahead of their times though. That was really impressive. Accuracy, I'd say, is 9. I think he sort of pretty much nails a lot of the intonation, and the song itself was pretty close. So that was cool. And humour, yeah, it's pretty mainstream stuff, so it didn't absolutely blow my head off laughing, but a lot of the lyrics were quite witty, so I will go with a 7. Right, let's go back to Harry Enfield now, shall we? Harry Enfield has done various other shows in the last few years, including a series called Harry and Paul, where he teamed up with Paul Whitehouse, who had done stuff on the Harry Enfield TV show and also was on The Far Show. And this is a parody of kind of these fly on the wall kind of documentaries that were coming out, especially stuff on streets with council houses and things, and there'd be a lot of people swearing. So yeah, I quite like this.
Where are my f***ing drugs?
What the f*** have you got there?
We spent your drugs money on a f***ing guitar. F***ing bastard f***ing gobshites.
What the f*** do you want a guitar for?
Because we're going to be like f***ing Oasis.
Oasis? They're a pair of
f***ing arse bandits.
You know they're a pair of arse bandits, you stupid but they're f***ing loaded and they're always f***ing wired.
And best of all, they're always f***ing arguing.
F***ing bastard.
Come on, then.
Okay, so the main thing I like about that is the guns, the fact they're all like shooting guns at each other, because Manchester's had that, you know, they called it Gunchester for a while in like the late days of the Hacienda and things, and part of the reason that had to shut down was that they called it Gunchester. Yeah, so the fact they're shooting guns at each other is pretty nuts. Harry Enfield's impression, I think, was a bit more Yorkshire than Manchester there. It reminds me of some of his Yorkshire characters, like George Whitebread. I say what I like and I like what I bloody well say, which was a great character from a one-off sketch in the TV programme he did in the 90s. But yeah, good fun, accuracy. Well, it wasn't an Oasis impression, I suppose, but the other Manchester accents were pretty good. Seven, ingenuity. It was funny and it is a good spoof on that kind of genre. Seven, and humour, I'll go eight. I thought it was very funny. Okay, here's another one that's not necessarily a parody of Oasis themselves, but of Mancunians in general. This is from Soccer AM. So those of you that don't know, Soccer AM is a long-running Saturday morning football show. It also has elements of comedy. And yeah, I used to love it back in the 90s and 2000s. I think it's kind of gone down a bit now. It's not quite the same as it was, but it's still very funny when I do catch it. Every now and then it's still got some good stuff, but it was essential viewing back in the day. And one of the recurring characters they have is the Mancunians, where they go and sort of interview Mancunians in the street, and they typically end up dancing to Step On by the Happy Mondays. And they've even had like Mancunian dance competitions and stuff, which is good fun. But anyway, let's have a bit of the Soccer AM Mancunians.
Dad, can I get your reaction to the news you've signed John Stones for 50 million?
Not that mithered, to be honest, mate. I mean, 50 million, I mean, you know, it's a lot of money, that. What's he got?
He's got great balance. He's two-footed.
Yeah, I know that. Everyone knows that, mate. But, what, you know, what else has he got?
He's calm under pressure. Great passer.
Yeah, I know, mate. We all know that. All right, you don't have to work on Sky Sports and all that. But, you know, what else has he got that's going to make him, like, a city legend, you know, forever?
He's got a cagoule.
He's got a cagoule?
Yeah.
Is it zipped up?
All the way to the top.
Oh, that's put a totally different perspective on it, mate. Come on, Johnny Stone. How much was he?
50 million.
50 million, that's right. Hey, double for that.
Ingenuity, I'll go with a seven. It is quite funny. I mean, it's, you know, it's very stereotypical Mancunians, but, you know, it is quite funny. And a lot of them are from the north in Soccer AM, so they're kind of taking a piss at themselves, really. Humour, I'll say an eight. It always brings a smile to my face whenever the Mancunians show up. And accuracy, well, it's pretty spot on, isn't it? You know, all Mancunians are exactly like that. So it's clearly a 10. Right, so similar to Mark and Lard, Chris Moyles, the famous DJ, was Radio 1 breakfast show host for many years, now is on Radio X, and annoyingly gets Liam Gallagher interviews and doesn't ask him very interesting questions. Anyway, Chris Moyles had a period of doing comedy songs and parodies similar to Mark and Lard. Some might say very similar to Mark and Lard. But yeah, he did an Oasis one similar to Mark and Lard. And this is called She's Dyslexic.
We're bonkers for it.
No, it's mad for it, you daft tart.
Shut your face.
You shut up. Who are you talking to?
You baldy.
Hey, I'll give you a crack if you're on there.
Come on, then.
Dyslexic. She measures everything in metric. And she owns a scale electric. And she plays all day. She's a racer. Her flat is tidy, everything is in place. For breakfast she has a whiskey chaser.
dear. I actually was just head in my hands throughout that. Oh, that's just not good enough, is it? That's just very boring. I mean, it's okay that, you know, doing slightly different, at least it wasn't Wonderwall, but it's like he's just managed to think of some rhymes with electric. Like, it's not even like they were playing up on someone being dyslexic. It's just random and just not very good. Just not very good. And singing over like a dodgy karaoke version of it as well. And the Chris Moyles is from Leeds. He's from Yorkshire. And yet his Manchester accent is worse than like some like Australian's Manchester accent. He's only from like, you know, an hour down the road. But yeah, it was more Scouse the way he was, you know, doing the kh sounds like Scousers. Oasis don't sing like that anyway. Rubbish. Accuracy, 4. Ingenuity, 5, because it wasn't Wonderwall. And humour, 0. In the bin. Right, let's go to, let's move into the internet era now. This is from Funny or Die.
End of day, right, like, my band sounds like my band, right? And that is it. It's like fucking Jammy Dodgers, isn't it? You know what I mean? Or like Step Ladders or whatever. It's just, it's either there or it's not. Fucking, it's not like these whiny fucking student shitheads on with pianos. You know what I mean? You know, at the end of the day, it's just an Oasis record, right? And that is it. End of day, right? Like, people are going to say that we've tried to be, like, more experimental, like, on this new record, right? But, like, we're just fucking having it, like we always do, you know what I mean? And that is it.
Oasis 08. Tickets are 8 days a week. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
I kid you, right? He's written this song called Nicole, right? And it kills me to say it, right? But it is fucking mega. Right, and that is it. It's not about nothing, man. You know what I mean? People get given it's about like, you know, my wife or whatever, right? But I'm not one of these pansy boys sitting around writing tunes about my wife. You know what I mean? It's just a song about me, haven't it? With a fucking bird. You know what I mean? Like called Nicole. Next question.
Oh, I really love you, Nicole. Not Appleton. You used to be.
Not hard, is it, writing songs? It's like making a sandwich with your face, isn't it?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. This is great stuff now. Fantastic impression, especially Noel, to get that is it. I mean, that's a spot-on Noel impression. And then to get that kind of surrealism and the bizarre things that Liam says, to have nailed that brilliantly, excellent. And I think it's a really good point, the way that they say, oh, no, the songs aren't about anything, and or the way that Liam will play up being, oh, it's all about rock and roll. And then he does write kind of sort of slushy love songs sometimes. A lot of the songs when he writes by himself are love songs or are kind of very quiet and calm. You know, you'd think that when he's writing himself, he'd write like, you know, punk songs, but he doesn't. When he writes himself, he tends to write quite slushy songs. So, you know, it is a very good observation. That's one of the best ones we've had. I'd say Ingenuity is 9 because, you know, as I said, it was clever. They knew exactly what they were doing. They clearly know their stuff. Accuracy is pretty much there. I'm going to go 9 again. And humour. Really good. What can you say? That's a 9 or a 10 on humour. Let's go 10. Let's give him a 10. Let's give him a 10. Well done, the guys from Funny or Die. Okay, here's another proper impressionist who does a regular Oasis stuff. This is a guy called Stevie Ricks. He's got a YouTube channel where he's done quite a lot of Oasis stuff, and he also's done a few bits on TV. This was from a TV show called The All-Star Impression Show that featured sort of comedy sketches of celebrities doing impressions. And yeah, and this is Stephen Mulhern being Jeremy Kyle, Stevie Ricks being Noel Gallagher. Yeah, let's check this out, shall we?
Welcome back to the Jeremy Kyle Show.
Next, two brothers who've fallen out big time. Let's find out exactly what went wrong. Welcome to my stage, older brother Noel, everybody. Sit yourself down, Noel, and tell me what's going on.
Well, our kid was in a band. He said, you want to join? I said, yeah. And we became the biggest band in the world. The end.
Of course, as the band became more popular, Liam wanted more control over the band. Now, was it that power that caused the bust-up?
No, Jeremy, it wasn't, no. It was something much worse than that, you know what I mean? Something unforgivable.
I dread to think. Go on.
He keeps tricking me, Tizer.
You are joking.
I'm not, Jeremy. I wish I was, you know what I mean?
Tell me more.
Well, I mean, he comes home, stinking of pork pie. He goes straight into the kitchen, opens the fridge, and pulls out a bottle of Mai Tizer and swigs it straight from the bottle. And up with that, I cannot put.
Wow. Not me. Well, we've heard Noel's side of the story. Now let's hear what his younger brother has got to say. Please welcome to my stage, Liam.
Never drank your Tizer, man. I never drank your Tizer. That was my Tizer. I've got a receipt from Morrison's and everything, but the dog get it.
Yeah. Sit down.
No one tells me when to sit down, mate.
Sit down now. Sit up straight.
It's my Tizer.
Shut your gob.
I never drank your Tizer.
Shut your gob.
I never drank your f***ing Tizer.
You do not buy Tizer, you know what I mean? You buy that cheap supermarket brand, 20 pence a litre, cherry-flavoured pop, and then you drink my Tizer.
I only started drinking Tizer because I drink it anyway. You always wanted to be me. He just wants to be me.
Don't think so.
Oh, think you want to be me.
Don't think so.
Think you want to be me.
Don't think so.
Think you want to be me.
Don't think so.
Right, that's enough.
Yeah, I agree, that's enough. I didn't really like that, to be honest. It's very kind of mainstream. I liked it at the end when Liam turned up, and I think that that kind of you want to be me sort of the idea and them arguing, that felt real, but I don't think the whole impression was that good, especially when you compare it to that Funny or Die video before it. So, and pretty average, really. Ingenuity, 6. Accuracy, I'll go 7 because I think that the Liam impression was actually quite a bit better. And they got that, you know, they clearly knew what they were going for, but they just couldn't quite get it. And humour, 4. I just didn't find it that funny. At the end, it sort of was okay. Maybe a 5 then. But while we're doing, like, proper impressionists doing Oasis impressions, let's go with Matt Ford, a comedian and impressionist and host who does a lot of cool stuff. So he's pretty good at the old Noel Gallagher impression. So let's give that a listen.
I'd like Noel to know, what's your opinion of other Christmas singles? For example, Last Christmas, George Michael, Shaken Stevens. Those are your rivals. Chris Rea, what do you think of them?
Right. The only way to start, by the way, right, is the touch on the side of the head. And, you know, looking up a lot, thinking about our kid. And then, you know, looking you right in the eye at the end of the sentence, you know what I mean? So, and there's a really kind of slurpy kind of, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, right? He says that a lot, right? I was never really into Christmas singles, you know what I mean? I was into the Smiths and Stone Roses, right? And, I don't know, Shaking Stevens, right? I'm trying to genuinely answer it as he would answer it. No, I think, you know, I think they're all s***, right? But, you know, I will happily flog one, right? I've got I've just moved house, right? I need to get an extension done. And people aren't buying CDs anymore. This is at Christmas. So buy it.
Good stuff. I really like that. And when you see it, the video as well, the fact he does the expressions, the hand to the head, the look up and things, he's got it spot on, actually. He's clearly done a lot of work in getting that right. Vocally, I don't think it's 100% there. I think the intonation's right, but he hasn't quite got the tone. But yeah, it's very good, very close. I'm going to say 9 out of 10 for that. Ingenuity, obviously he was put on the spot. He was being asked about Christmas singles and things, so it wasn't like a routine he's written. So I'm going to say 8 out of 10 for that. And humour, I thought it was good. I thought he did well. He's obviously a funny guy. He knows what he's doing. So let's go 8 out of 10 as well. Okay, let's take it back to America and back to the 90s. This is a clip from a show called Mr. Show with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk. Bob Odenkirk, who was Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad and in Better Call Saul. This isn't necessarily fully Oasis, although there is clearly an Oasis element to it, but I think it's also a bit of Radiohead, a bit of just generally British bands at the time. But yeah, check this out.
I'm Ian Shropshire.
And I'm Clive Shropshire.
From the band Smush, and you're watching Video Roundup on VTV.
Just like you're told to.
Hey, great, we're back. Congratulations, you guys, on the announcement that your new album, Space Age Supersuit, has gone triple platinum.
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Well, now, I know today is a special day for you, Ian, because you became a father this morning with the birth of a beautiful daughter named Shandy. How does it feel to be a dad?
Don't know. Feels creamy.
We'll be right back with Smush after this.
How would you like to spend spring break on the moon? Fruitastrophe Inhalers and VTV are sending one lucky viewer to the lunar surface for spring break with the boys from Smush. That's right. You'll be a featured performer in the new Smush video, and then you'll be shot in the back of the head, execution style. Enter today. Entrants must be 18 years of age or have parents' permission. All Earth laws do not apply on the surface of the moon. Winners agree not to defend themselves. If winner is Chinese, a bill for the bullet will be sent to the family.
So, this contest is great. You must be excited about going to the moon.
Dunno.
Okay, I guess I need you guys to express some opinion. Because I need the fans to feel that they've shared something with the band.
Great.
Okay. So, you guys are going to be on the moon.
Dunno. We love cheese.
Do you see what they do, Doctor? Ian just says dunno, and then Clive makes some sarcastic comment. It's not fair.
Clive, Ian, do you think it's fair what's happening?
No, Doctor, it's not fair. And much as I love Alan and want this to work, I just feel like I'm being quizzed like he's some sort of headmaster.
And I need my sarcasm, you know, it's my security blanket, isn't it?
All right, I can kind of see what they were going for there. So it wasn't a proper Oasis impression. There's a bit more sort of bit of Johnny Rotten in there, a bit of Radiohead, bit of Blur. Generally, that kind of whiny, non-committal Oasis attitude was there. The impression obviously wasn't. The accent's all over the place, as Americans often don't really get the Mancunian accent right. So accuracy, we'll go 3. Ingenuity, I think it's quite funny. I think it's quite a bit different and a bit clever, kind of capturing that sort of aloof British rock attitude. So let's go 7. And humour, I just found it a little bit annoying. I did titter at it with, like, you know, that I like cheese and things like that. So let's go 7. All right, this is from a Channel 4 sketch show called Very Important People that came out in 2012. Thank you very much to Harry H. on Twitter, who pointed this out to me. And very interesting, it's Liam Gallagher's Mega Scissors, about 10 years before scissors became a big part of another Gallagher's life.
What are they? Liam Gallagher's fucking Mega Scissors. Cut through anything, man. Doing well. Pleased with them, you know what I mean?
Aren't they just big scissors?
Nah, I'm not having that, man. They're not just bigger. I mean, a heavier, sharper. You know what I mean? It'd take your fucking head off these.
What are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? Do what you want with them, not bothered. Cut a chicken in half. Take the end off your shoes, cut a giant's hair, not arsed. Happy days.
I like that. I like the surrealism of some of Liam's answers there. Cut a chicken in half, cut a giant's hair. I thought it was very good. And the impression is pretty good as he's sitting in a chair kind of delivering that Liam-style interview. So, yeah, I thought that was good fun for what it was. Ingenuity, interesting, different, a little bit quirky. Let's go 8. Accuracy, decent impression, 7. And humour, I'll go an 8. I was chuckling away all the way through it. So, yeah, and how interesting that scissors was a thing in this sketch, you know. And then years later, Noel ended up with scissors going on in his music. Very strange. All right, next up we have an animated video from eyebrowy.com.
Hello?
All right, Coldplay boy. Yeah, not bad. Just ring them to tell you, yeah? Forget about trying to be the best band in the world, yeah? Because in case you've forgotten, yeah, I mean, our kid and our band winning, you know, we're all right, you know, we're good, you know, we're great, actually, we're great, we're fucking top, you know what I mean, yeah? Your band, yeah, you know your band, yeah? You're all right, you're okay, difference, yeah, between your band and my band, yeah? We have it, right, and you haven't got what we have, and we have, you know what I mean, yeah? That's why my band's better than yours, because we have it, and that is the bottom line. So you can take your magazine cover, and you can stick it where the sun don't shine.
Liam, it's not really necessary to remind me every day, but while you're on the phone, where do you get your pint of milk?
You don't catch me walking to no shops. I get my milk delivered to me door. Yeah, it's great at my fucking doorstep, yeah? None of your supermarket shite. You know, if you're a band with us, because of my band, yeah, you'd probably get your milk delivered to your door as well. Yeah, but you don't. You know why?
Why?
Right, because music's in my bones. Yeah? And then bones, and bones need calcium.
Well, I wasn't even asking for myself, mate. You know, I'm a regular bloke. I don't get involved with the whole fame thing. It was that James Blunt. He was asking me.
Right, I know what's going on here, right? He rings you, right, because he reckons you're cooler than him, you know what I mean, yeah? And now you're asking me because I'm bigger rock and roller than fucking you. And I'm the biggest rock and roller there is, right? And like I told you, I get my milk delivered to me, duh. Don't think I'm going to ring up someone now who's bigger rock and roll star than me. Because there ain't no one bigger. There's no one fucking better than either.
Yeah, that's one I think you probably check out the animation. Audio, I don't think it works quite as well. I think the accent is almost there, a little bit off. I think you can tell it's an Irish channel, I think, because you can hear a little bit of Irish coming through there. He's kind of got the intonation right. Like, we're great and you're great, you know, that sort of stuff I've really liked. And it's quite a funny sketch, the whole thing, actually, talking about milk. And they've got, like, Bono and James Blunt and the streets and stuff. It is quite funny. But what are we going to go? Accuracy, six and a half. Ingenuity is a funny little sketch and it's a bit different, so let's go seven. And humor, it was funny without being laugh out loud funny, so we'll go seven. All right, taking it right up to date now, here's some from the last few years. Here is one, Liam Gallagher, A Place in the Sunshine, from Gersh and Matty.
All right, I'm fucking Liam Gallagher and welcome to Place in the Sunshine. Looking around some naughty gaffs in Ibiza, do you know what I mean? It's going to be biblical, man. Come on, you know, fucking stay young as you were. To spend your days in the sunshine, you might as well be the white. I'm here with Tony and Teresa. They've got a budget of £4 million, but you couldn't tell that looking at their threads. They're looking to relocate from Wickham, which you don't fucking blame them, man, because it's boring as fuck. This gaff's worth £5 million, which is a bit out of your budget, but you know what? You only get to do it once. Fucking biblical. All right, welcome to the fucking hall entrance, whatever the fuck it is. It's massive, it's biblical, it's like the fucking Etihad, man, and I'm fucking mad for it. You can imagine John Lennon here, can't you, writing fucking Imagine and playing with his fucking metal peacocks. I fucking love you, Yoko. I love you, John. I love you, Yoko. I love you, John. Fucking, they're having their off, them two, aren't they? And they've got a fucking state-of-the-art musical instruments that you can write bare fucking tunes on. Look at this. Welcome to the fucking living room, do you know what I mean? You've got a nice big telly, you can watch some fucking Coronation Street on that, can't you? And then we've got... What's up? Oh, sorry, my fucking brother Paul's here. Paul, what the fuck are you doing here, man? I thought you'd gone down the boozer.
Yeah, I did, but they kicked me out for wearing tracksuit bottoms. Fucking...
Fucking hell, man, no one kicks a fucking Gallagher out of a pub for wearing tracksuit bottoms. Do you know who I am? Fucking hell, John Lennon, Mick Jagger, Leo Say, fucking having it or what? Fucking mad for it.
Okay, and that's actually become like a whole series. There's quite a few of those, but I think that's kind of enough. I kind of got the point. Yeah, I didn't really enjoy that, to be honest. He's just sort of spouting fucking and mad for it every 5 seconds. It's not that interesting. Accuracy is pretty decent, like a decent Manchester accent, but not that interesting, say a 7. Humour, I didn't really find that funny at all. I didn't laugh at all. 5. And ingenuity, I suppose the fact that you've, you know, it's Liam doing that A Place in the Sun thing is a little bit different, but not that interesting really, so we'll go 5 again. Right, this is another Wonder Wall parody, which is a shame, but it is from Joe Hendry, who is also apparently a wrestler.
Today was gonna be the day that I went and got a double cheese. By now, I should have won 6 chicken nuggets from Monopoly. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about your fries. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but McDonald's is my only wish. It's sad, my addiction is so bad that I'd even eat fillet of fish. I'll take 2/4 pound of stuff for faces. And we'll have mozzarella dippers and Oasis. Because in May, they'll open drive-thrus and save me. And on May 15, I'll have McDonald's in me.
Right, I've just seen what this geezer looks like, and based on that, I think that's the best one yet. 10 out of 10 for everything. Please don't kill me. All right, let's take it right up to date now. Here's a comment on Noel Gallagher's recent views on mask wearing. Put on a mask, you wanker. Alright, so that was by Paddy Raff, Paddy Raff Comedy Channel on YouTube. I thought it was fine, it was good fun, and a nice social comment on when Noel was being a bit of a dick about that, refusing to wear masks on trains and stuff. Obviously, it's not trying to sound like Oasis, so accuracy doesn't really matter. Ingenuity, yeah, is a nice idea, and we haven't heard any Down the Back in Anger, so I'll give it a 7 for that. And humour, it was quite funny. A couple of lyrics are quite funny, a bit on the nose, so we'll go a 6. All right, and last up, so there's been a while back, there was this weird thing that, like, that the Beatles had done a song saying it's okay to leave a dog in a hot car, which obviously they didn't, it was like fake. But then a bunch of people have then run with that, and there's been a few Oasis dog in a hot car songs. And this is the best one from that. This is from the YouTube channel Noise Stuff.
Yeah, I left my dog in a hot car today. And I feel just okay. Yeah.
I actually really like that. That really tickled me. So I'm going to go a 8 for ingenuity. I'm going to go an 8 for accuracy. I really like the fact that Noel backing vocal is quite good. So we'll go 8 for accuracy. And I'll go an 8 for humour. That really tickled me. I thought that was very funny. I like the fact that it doesn't hang around as well. So, yeah, good work. All right. Well, that will do it for a very bizarre episode of the Oasis podcast, but I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Do feel free to let me know what you think at Oasis Podcast on Twitter. If I've missed any, let me know, and we can always pick them up at a later date. But that will do it. Thank you very much for listening. Most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You can put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/OasisPod, which is where we post lots of stuff, including better stuff than today's episode. And yeah, and you can also be part of the Discord community over there, which is a good fun, like an Oasis podcast sort of message board that's exclusive to just patrons. So that's really cool. Do follow on the socials if you can. Oasis Podcast on Twitter, Oasis Podcast on Facebook, and Oasis Pod on Instagram. Feel free to email me, oasispod@gmail.com. And I think that will about do it. All right. Thank you very much for listening. And as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.